This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I spent some time at the World Headquarters today.
The upside down.
The upside down.
Yeah.
And Ty and I are wearing the exact same thing today, DQ.
Oh, boy.
And I mean the exact same thing.
Are you wearing shorts?
I am.
Khaki shorts, the black station. Yep.
Well, the other day when Ty came in, he was wearing the same thing as Ruskin.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too.
The black shirt.
You think he's trying to be us, or we?
Seems like he wears the black shirt a lot.
I've given up. Maybe it's all he has.
No. He's got.
No, Ty has nice clothes.
How do you know?
He dresses nice.
When?
I see him on the stream sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see this thing here.
By the way, why did he,
what do I want to say here?
I don't know.
I'm staging a coup.
Okay.
I'm staging a coup.
You and what army?
Me.
Okay.
Me and this army. I don't want anybody to go on any other show where appearance happens, like visual.
Right.
Without consulting with me. Okay. Because I saw this clip, and I don't know how old this thing was. It looked like it was from media days, because Ty had a lanyard and a badge on or something. But I saw this clip on the internet from one of these SEC podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Ty went on, he's wearing a hog hat.
Yeah.
Those plastic hog hats, DQ. And, as a professional, listen, I know, you want to be a fan, you want to be voice of the people, blah, 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 blah. As a professional organization, we do not need to do interviews on other media outlets visually wearing
what's
a hog hat. We don't need to do
him
that.
Wearing the hog hat on an offshoot SEC podcast, or going on our nightly news on Sunday night in a cowboy hat.
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm appointing myself the guru of appearances here at Ruskin and Zach, the czar, if you will. And I don't want any of this. We have a certain image that we need to try and, I think our image has been destroyed. I'm trying to rebuild it.
What is our image?
We need to look. There's a way to look like a fan and also look like a professional broadcaster at the same time.
There's only a couple of us that are actually appearing on TV. So
and you are doing a fine job. You go on the Good Day NWA deal.
Shirt, tie.
You look
shirt, jacket, tie. I am.
It is I have not no problem
about,
with that.
It is not about. This is not a look at me situation.
I have no problem with that. But we got to do some serious. We seriously need to like ban him from appearances until we can figure this out, because it makes us all look like a bunch of
rubes.
Well, not
rubes.
Rubes. Like we're booger eaters and we don't know what we're doing down here.
Rubes.
What I mean?
Okay, the second part of that's true.
I mean, it's just like we're trying to you work and you work and you try and build up this image of hit that line and make it look bigger than it is and all this stuff, and then he goes on there and he's wearing a hog hat in an interview. I mean, it just makes us look like a bunch of bumpkins down here is what it looks like.
Yeah,
and maybe some of you are cool with that, but I don't know. I'd like us to look more of a professional manner. You know what I mean? Represent the place in a professional manner.
Brad Springdale points out on the McLarty-Daniel hotline, we are a professional organization. Here's Ruskin and Zach.
We wear caps and sleeves in this league, son. All right, come on. If you want to wear a ball cap, I think that's okay in a podcast. A hog hat, it just looked cartoonish to me. It did not look like a serious thing. DQ? I don't know.
You are the fashionista.
And you hate those plastic
hog hats. I don't like the hog hats.
I got that one,
but...
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I saw the clip on the X this weekend.
Yeah.
And I took a second look at it and went, what's he doing?
Exactly. See, I don't know. I think I should be in charge of this stuff. That's what I think.
You think you should be in charge of a lot of stuff?
Yes,
but
I should.
You don't get here by until 1 o'clock.
Okay, but like the
you'd have to get here earlier.
It's not, to quote the great David Rose, it's not my fault that everything I think is correct. All right, it's not my fault.
David Rose.
That's right. Yeah,
invoking the name of David.
A toilet plunger in the front window is not correct. I'm sorry. Oh man. But you know, I saw that over the weekend, and that's something that stood out to me.
Ryan and Prager.
But I think it's an old clip. I don't know.
I hope it is.
It looked weird. He was wearing a lanyard for something.
Ryan and Prager affecting. Guys, let's pause and thank DQ for making the baseball team lose this series because she wore Arkansas gear on Friday.
Yeah, we did address this as you were getting settled in here or arriving here. Now, DQ is in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Because if DQ wears the Mississippi State shirt Friday and they lose, it's DQ's fault. If she wears the Arkansas shirt and they lose, it's DQ's fault. And no one cares whose fault it is if they win. They do not remember wins.
I wonder if Jerry
They
and
only
Alma's
remember
okay
jinxes and losses. What?
Jerry and Alma's okay with this.
Well, you know, we need to play that again. And by the way, he apologized.
Allegedly.
Well, that's what they
off
did.
The air.
Off the air.
Well, not to us.
No, but that's okay. We're the only thing
Poor
he
guy.
Can get, though.
I feel bad.
Poor what?
I feel bad, though.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of straight bullets.
You guys
bully
him so often.
You guys? Excuse me.
I don't.
I defend him every time Zach picks on him over here.
I'm not picking on him.
Yes, you are. Every time I bring up the fundamentalist, you're like Jerry and Alma.
Well, I mean, he could have sent a text in and it would have never, we would have never heard about it.
Jerry and Alma is now the face of the fundamentalists.
Oh, he is? We don't even know what his face is.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But Jerry and Alma has now put a name with that thought process.
You know what?
I like it.
Dan and Mount Ida's all over this. Yep. The one time DQ wears a Razorback shirt, they lose. You know what, Dan? That's baseball, Susan. That's really what it is. That is baseball, Susan, right there. That's it. Let's see here. Let's see here. Ryan says Ty is fine in a hog hat.
Okay. Bob and Branson would like to respectfully disagree. Not a single person on this show, that includes you, DQ, is qualified to be the czar of clothing or professionalism.
Well, I already know that's not me.
I'm fine with it. Look, I don't need any more. I don't need to dress him daily, but I was alarmed that he and I are wearing the same thing today. And I don't know who that...
So you guys have a similar style.
I don't...
You're twinning.
Kiss my ass.
hey! Your grandma's listening.
I don't know who that reflects more poorly upon,
you.
Him or me.
You.
Me?
Yes.
Because I'm dressing like him or him.
It's not even it's not a bad outfit. It's just a basic outfit.
He's a 30-year-old man dressing like a senior citizen.
You know, to my surprise, the texters are defending Ty on the hog hat thing.
Good.
I'm in the wrong here.
Mm.
Wow. This guy said it takes a lot of stones to wear a hog hat in public. Chris and Harrison, thank you.
It takes a lot of alcohol.
That's also true. Let's see here.
I hate those plastic hog hats.
That's right, yeah.
I don't like them personally, but Ty wearing one is fine. I don't like them, but if he wants to do that.
Bob says not a single person on this show is qualified to be czar of clothing or professionalism. All right.
Zach just
said you did?
And you answered.
Just
how do you guys do that all the time?
You know what?
You guys ignore each other and then you answer the questions.
Let me explain. The
answered me.
Oh, I did?
We talked about it. We just had probably a minute long conversation on Zach saying
let me explain what
that we're not the czar of fashion.
Well, we should be the czar of public appearance. We need a PR department here is what we need. Let me explain what happens. Okay. The texts that come in on the McLarty Daniel hotline.
Uh-huh.
The new ones are in green. But they only become ungreen when I click on them. Meaning, if you or DQ
had a conversation about it.
Yes, but I don't listen to this show while we're doing it. I don't listen. I don't know why anybody listens, but they do.
The second attorney says you are not going to be the czar of listening.
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
But what happens is if I see green on the screen, I instantly think, well, that's new. But it's not because you read it, but it didn't disappear off my screen.
We had an entire conversation about it, and you were part of it.
I was also, but I know, but I'm trying to explain why this keeps happening. It is.
Well, yes, Zach, he's not the only one that does that.
No, I do it all the time, too.
No, but you know who doesn't do it? Me. I listen. And I care about what you guys say.
We're going to need hip waiters to get out of here now.
Here's DQ over there.
I think the toilet flooded again.
She's flashing her cognitive abilities.
Yes, we're old and we can't pay attention anymore, DQ.
We don't listen to this. Why should you?
Right, exactly. That's a good line. I'll write that down.
Thank you.
We don't listen. Why do you?
Brad in Springdale says, a woman listens. Best line all day.
That's not nice.
Anyway, I see green. I think, oh, that's new. And I run with it. And I don't think. I just go. Because what you don't want is air in the conversation. And so I hear it. I freak out.
But every time you repeat, exactly, we just stare at each other like we just said that.
I know.
Okay. DQ, we're going to put you in charge. You'll be the czar of why are we in this room?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Second attorney. Ruskin, not the czar. I'm kidding. I did it on purpose that time. I knew he read
DQ,
that one.
DQ, here's a good text of the 479. When's the last time you read a text?
It doesn't matter. Oh, I still listen. I still pick up when you guys reread the text.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. All right, let's get Big Keith in here to join the fray. This will be great. Hi, Big Keith.
Big Keith up in the house. How are you guys doing today?
Shut up, Keith.
Well, that's rude. Oh, man.
I know.
How dare you, Zach? This is why nobody calls.
I was going to tell you, DQ's listens because she's young. When you get our age, it's like, who gives a crud? You know what I mean? We got more important stuff to do in our life. You know, when you get a little bit older, DQ, you're heard it all, seen it all, and don't give a crud no more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As far as wearing that baseball hat or whatever you want to wear for it, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Anything to cover that ugly face of yours, great.
Wow.
Got us again. Wow. Why do we keep signing up for this?
Why do you keep answering?
I don't know. I thought he was going to get you. He got me that time.
Abner points out this is becoming Big Keith's house.
Yes, he is building it brick by brick.
He's
the one that's going to take over, not me. It's him. It's going to be the Big Keith show with DQ, paying attention. We should call that the show, paying attention, with Ruskin and Zach and DQ.
It's the 3 o'clock pay attention hour.
Hi, folks. Can you imagine booking the guest?
this is Ruskin with the paying attention show.
The what?
We call the show paying attention. It's an inside joke that I can't explain, but you know, would you like to come on and, you know, talk about the Knicks or something?
No, I don't believe it.
Ryan Prairie Grove claims that he had shut up Keith on my bingo card. Now, I don't think we put any of those out. You're dealing
very
with
rude.
That is a aftermarket bingo card.
Very rude. But at least Big Keith is in on the joke and he, like, you know, he understands.
Mm.
It's all a good-natured, what do you call it?
Ribbing.
Yeah, that's the good one. I would say busting, but I don't think I can say the other part of that. You know what I mean?
No.
That's what it is.
No, you can't
say that.
That's
what dudes do. It's just guys being dudes. That's all it is.
Not saying it, but I do have the clip.
Here's a text on the McClarty Dune Hotline. Mm-hmm. We should all be happy Ty's keeping his pants on.
I have a low IQ.
Right. That's good. Abner claiming Big Keith. Did you read this already? The Abner one? You did? Did you read it already?
Yeah.
Okay.
But go ahead.
No, I'm not reading it.
No.
I'm checking my work this time.
See, now he's going to be like.
Now you're scared.
Yeah, now he's going to be twitching every time he looks at one.
I'm totally, you know, I'm not on the ice with confidence. I'm hesitant. I'm scared. I'm afraid. All of that stuff. Yes. Bob and Branson wrote the same thing again.
I know, Bob.
I'm not reading it a third time. It was good, but it wasn't that good. All right.
Ah, Clay yes. Henry has pointed out.
What did he say?
On my private text line. That them losing 2 out of 3 was not her fault. She wore the Arkansas shirt on Friday. They won on Friday.
The Saturday and Sunday.
Though. Right.
No. It had nothing to do with the players on the field. It, of course, had everything to do with all of us here
on
the outside.
It had to do with the field.
We are so arrogant as people. It's just in general as humans. We think we have control over all this stuff, you yes. know. Like, go sit on the other end of the couch. They're trailing. We need a rally. We have no control over any of this. We have no control over any of this. It's the guy in the box. It's the guy on the mound that's got all the control.
Justin wants to know, if Ty and DQ had a show, would it be called IQ and DQ?
Low IQ. DQ. DQ and low IQ. We got to give DQ top billing.
It'd be DQ and low T.
Wait a minute.
That is not nice.
Fine.
That's very rude.
Whatever.
Get the apology card.
This is
card.
Getting... out of hand.
You're getting very personal today.
What?
You are.
Whatever.
You are.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369. BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have not mentioned the Kentucky Derby yet here. And listen, I know Pittman was on a, quote, day off there and all that stuff. But, I mean, you're not doing your job if you're not asking some of the millionaires on Millionaires Row, hey, you know, how about a couple of bucks for the NIL? You know what I mean?
Maybe he did. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe he did. I mean, it was he would have had a great opportunity to talk to some very wealthy people sitting down there on Millionaires Row at Churchill Downs on Derby Day. And hopefully he, you know, he at least... whatever you do, just hand out a few business cards.
What a race, though, huh?
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
Great race.
I love everything about it. I love that they now have some sort of camera following them on the backstretch.
Yes.
You can see the backstretch.
Oh my gosh.
For 1,000 years, horse racing has been from the press box and you can barely see the backstretch. Right. And now they have like a drone or something that follows them, which is great.
Yeah, it was,
and you can just see it so much better and you can hear everything. And Larry Colmus is great. The guy calls it.
And they have mastered the packaging of this, which is straight up 5 o'clock. Man, we're moving them towards the gate.
That's right.
By 5:05, they're in the gate and the thing is over by 5:10.
That, well, it was 6:10.
Well, 6:10, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, it was. I mean, the way they packaged it up was great. You knew exactly when to be there.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And what a great race. What a finish.
Yeah.
Mystic Dan, another Arkansas horse.
My dad thought the number 5 would win because during the post parade on TV, number 5 took a giant dump when they
that
put him
like
on
the
screen.
That is the biggest myth.
I know.
I mean, think about your own life. How do you feel after that?
Great.
You just want to lay down.
I feel like I'm running light.
Right. You want to celebrate.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Arkansas ties. I mean,
he's not winning the Triple Crown. It's not even getting
close. May not even run into Preakness, they said.
You know what? If I won the Kentucky Derby, I wouldn't either.
Well, it's in like it's in 12 days from now.
No, thanks.
I'm good. Pimlico's a toilet. And why would
you not on the track?
Well, I mean, the barn's probably not great.
The infield is a circus, but I mean, the track is the track.
Yeah. I wouldn't run.
No, absolutely not.
No, you got the Kentucky Derby win. I mean, you're set for life now, right?
You're good.
The stud fees alone.
Stud fees alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is
an amazing not that part of it, but just think about this. Okay, so you get the horse. And the horse has like 1 year to do this. You have one shot.
Yep.
It's not, well, we got close, we'll make some adjustments, we'll get back next year. You have one chance with this horse. Because it's 3-year-olds. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's just, it's amazing it ever works. But it does. And it's crazy.
After watching, I watched probably the 30-minute run-up. And I've decided that, you know, like the Derby would be a bucket list kind of deal. Like you would want to go. But after watching the parking situation, the crowd, and then the jackass behind the owner of the horse in the American flag jacket.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
What a meathead. There's no way I would want to be anywhere near that place on Derby Day.
Yeah, I don't want to
make it about yourself, pal.
I don't want to. You're going to get on TV. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? 15 minutes. He should have wore a hog hat.
Yeah. That'd have been great.
Pittman should have wore a hog hat.
Wasn't he wearing red?
He was wearing a blue linen suit.
Oh. Blending in.
And Mrs. Pittman was wearing this pink thing head to toe. Looked very nice. Okay. They looked like they, looked like they were on the front row at the Kentucky Derby.
The offensive line coach of Kentucky next year.
Oh, no, he's done. When he's done, he's done. He's just going to go sit at the lake and watch the boats go by. I mean, he's not going to coach again. Why would you? Who needs the headache, man?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and I love the fact that, you know what, he can have his free time and go have fun. But, I mean, you had to at least ask a couple people for some NIL money while you were there, right? I mean, you're sitting on Millionaire's Row. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, have a couple of conversations.
All right. Come on. The shots are coming in left and right, second attorney. That's how you act as an owner when your horse actually wins. What factory is your horse at?
Oh, man. Poor Sheboy.
Sheboy sucked. I got sold a bill of goods on that deal.
Yeah, you did.
This would have been his year.
Well, he's 4 now, but
this would have been his year.
No, because he's 4.
No, this would have been his year.
No.
That's... Yeah, we're forging his birth certificate, but yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, Hacker claiming Gould, Arkansas, before Mystic Dan was only known as a speed trap. What's your favorite Arkansas speed trap? Our lines are open here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
I'd like to weigh in on this.
Alpina?
No.
Alpina?
Yeah, that one sucks.
Lavaca's pretty good.
Did you get hit? Did you get the...
No, I haven't. Okay. But I guess it's made the citizens of Alpina so mad because right before you get there is a sign that says...
Yeah, there is.
Like they stole the money or something and then speed trap.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's also true. In order, in Northwest Arkansas, it's Elkins is one. And everybody else is like
over there.
Goshen is a pretty big speed trap.
Yeah, that's one.
Goshen,
yeah.
Elkins used to be the only way out of here.
We had to go pick up the someone who's very important in the athletic department now. In college, we had to go pick him up in Goshen because they like took his car. He got pulled over.
You know who's rapidly moving up the list? Prairie Grove is a bad one too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Prairie Grove's bad.
Greenwood.
Greenland is bad too.
I got pulled over in Greenwood and he let me go with a warning.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was dead. You know what he told
me? God, we're getting 1,000 texts here on Speed Traps.
The cop in Greenland was great because you know when you're coming, like when you're going down 71 and you take that left and kind of go up the hill, like towards the high school? You know what I'm talking about? But I was coming back and I was going down the hill and he got me dead to rights. And when he came to the window, I had everything sitting there, handed it to him, and I said, "You got me. You know, do what you got to do." And he came back and he was laughing. He's like, "I'm going to let you go on this one because you were honest."
Yes? I can't keep up. We've gotten 75 of these in a minute. This has got to be a new league record.
Boy, and they're still coming.
They're still coming.
Oh my God. Greenbrier didn't have that one on my
list. Wow. Well, that's okay. Out by the crypto mine.
Second attorney says Lavaca. I agree with that one.
They got me there once. Yeah. Central City.
Damascus.
Johnson is pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Johnson's. Well,
what municipality needs a bulletproof vehicle? They have a tank in Johnson.
Got a full on SWAT team.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. In Johnson.
Yeah.
Greenwood. Boy, there's a lot. Boy, you guys are. Barling. Yeah, and I was Barling today. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Alpina's been bad for a decade. Good night, people.
We've seriously gotten 100 texts in like 2 minutes.
Now, here's somebody that says Little Flock. I've never been popped in Little Flock.
Okay. All right.
Tyronza?
Tyronza.
Tyronza.
Wow.
Okay, down by Jonesboro, Memphis.
Wow.
Okay. Johnson, Elm Springs. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't go to court in Elm Springs. Okay. The guy who gives you the ticket is the judge.
Oh, well.
You're taking the L on that one.
That seems like a conflict in some way, shape, or form.
That town, golly, man, just the worst.
Yeah.
Barling, Greg in Johnson, Greg in Farmington says Johnson. You should look a little closer to home, Greg.
Yeah. All of these texts flying in. It's 150 of them on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach.
Now, here's Gerard says Centerton. You're more familiar with that than I am.
I've never seen a cop in Centerton.
I've never seen a Centerton cop.
I mean, except at a game. That's the only time I've seen it. I've never seen them like doing radar or anything like that.
Michael and Harrison has added some context. The sign in Alpena that DQ's talking about belongs to the former mayor.
That makes it more interesting.
There's some political issues going on in the city of Alpena.
Yeah, can I get the story about
Yeah, we're going to need some background we need more on that. This feels like a Monday topic.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, if y'all cared this much about the baseball team, they would have won over the weekend. I'm just saying.
Hacker's given his top three. Gould, Alpena, Greenland.
Isn't it more West Fork than Greenland, though?
No. West Fork's fine.
I thought when you come over the hill at West Fork, that's when they get you.
No, the Greenland stretch is pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
Because it turns from like 50 to 35
I'm talking about the interstate.
No, the town of Greenland.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. On the interstate, when you go over the hill at West Fork, that's where they're hanging out sometimes.
And Megan Fort Smith with a good point. Why are you surprised our listeners know this?
Although the thing about Farmington is you have to go by that graveyard at like 6 miles an hour or they will pull you over. I'm like,
in where?
In Farmington.
Oh, yeah.
What'd
I say?
I said Greenland.
No. I thought you were talking about the one in Mansfield where you drive through the middle.
That's always made me wonder if there's bodies under the road.
We actually asked about this. Somebody got us information on that. They did not have to move bodies.
Oh, that's good.
But
in Farmington, you have to drive by a cemetery at like 4 miles an hour, and they will get you if you're going six. And it's like, who's going to be harmed here? It's not like there's a lot of kids playing in the graveyard.
Voting for Caddo Valley.
All right.
That's one. Dyer.
Oh, Dyer.
Greg Farmington got arrested in Johnson. All right. Roland. Oh, yeah. Roland across the border. That's a bad one. You're not coming out of jail there.
Cadillac is on the phone here on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Cadillac.
Good evening or afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
It goes like this. As you're going into Louisiana, you got that lovely place of Eudora, and then you make CNN and national news. Because your lawyer is in charge of the tickets that come out of Damascus, which is north of Greenbrier, and then, of course, Johnson. But, yeah, Damascus is the worst.
All right.
Well,
Actually, it's Damascus and Eudora. It just depends, because when you go through Eudora, you see nothing but a barn, and then the next thing you know, you're getting pulled over by someone that you didn't expect coming from nowhere. And then I forgot about Possum Grape, which you know where that is, Ruskin.
Yep.
You get pulled over by a officer on a horse, like I did once.
Wow. Wow.
That's terrific.
Wow. The mounted police in Possum Grape. Wow.
Clay says West Salem Springs.
Okay.
Sounds like there's...
I've never seen one out there.
Now, Justin in the 479.
How can you keep up with these? We've literally gotten 200 texts.
I was waiting for somebody to pull this one out. Atoka, Oklahoma. This is on the way down to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I got pulled over, allegedly, and I was not, for doing 112 in a 55. Now, I did not. I was not. The car I was driving would not do 112.
It wasn't this car.
No. Okay. No. If I got pulled over in that car, I'd be like, yeah, you probably got me. But we were going in opposite directions, and he saw me go by. I was speeding. I think I was doing about 90.
That's his move, right? They do the U-ey in the middle of the road.
He drives through the median. So I sign everything, and he got me. He downgraded it. He gave me 95. I think I was doing 88.
Going back in time.
Tells me that the ticket, I said, what's the ticket going to run? He tells me that the ticket is going to be like $120. Like, yeah, all right, fine.
That's not that bad for a felony. That's felony speed.
Yeah, really.
$620 is what the ticket came back at.
Oh, that's not good.
He lied.
He lied.
He lied.
Atoka is a terrible, terrible, terrible town. I went through it a year ago, and I can point to the spot where we passed and where he pulled me over.
This Ruskin and Zach calendar. Join us live in Atoka. Oh boy!
If you've ever gone,
we probably cancel that.
If you've ever driven down to Dallas, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Atoka sucks.
Yeah.
If I ever won like the Powerball, won $1 billion, I'd buy the entire town of Atoka and just set it on fire.
Wow.
That'd be the end of it. I hate Atoka and their police department.
I can't believe, of all the things they latched onto, they latched onto this. Man, I can't figure it out around here.
We've got some people that... I want to know more about this mayoral situation in Alpena.
Yeah, really, yeah.
This is the most interesting thing I've had happen to me.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Day.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
People who don't really pay attention are all of a sudden, what happened? You know, you got beat by a good team. These things happen from time to time. It's not
new
June
top
yet.
25 come out?
A few of them have. Maybe all of them.
Well, there's only one that matters.
No, there's like 12 polls in that sport. Yeah, it's absurd.
There's only one that matters. D1 baseball.
The only thing that matters is who is holding the big trophy at the end in Omaha. These polls are just silliness. Foolishness, as Daryl would say. You know what I mean?
Oh, fun story. I butt dialed a former Razorback twice today in the same conversation.
Oh, good.
Derek Russell.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to call you.
Oh, look at that.
And Siri doesn't recognize the pronunciation of your name.
Good.
So when I say it, I have to say Russin.
Siri's just the government spying on us anyway.
Probably. So I said, hey, hang on. I said, hey, you know who, call Derek Russin. And she called Derek Russell twice.
Yeah.
And then he calls me back and I'm like, hey, dude, sorry, I got a fat ass. This is a double butt dial. My bad.
So, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Dang it. Let's all sit here until I figure
this out. The new number
out.
One team in the country? Oh, no.
Tennessee, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they've won.
Okay, we can't. That should not be allowed to happen.
Tennessee's won. They lost their first series, and they've won 7 in a row since then.
You, Tony!
2 sweeps.
They're number one?
Yeah.
Clemson?
Yeah.
A&M?
You know what I can't figure out? Like, I don't think Georgia's very good, but they've got this Condon guy. Yeah. Who just hits a bunch of home runs, and he's getting a bunch of attention. Okay. I don't think they're that good, but he's getting a bunch of attention.
This is not a serious sport. East Carolina is in the top 10.
East Carolina is in the KPI. They are 14th in the KPI.
East Carolina is in the top 10. A school that readily was willing to offer me scholarships to go there.
Well, they've upped their standards since then.
No, they really have.
That was a very long time ago. Very long time ago. Here's the KPI top 10. Kentucky's 1, A&M's 2. Tennessee's 3, Clemson's 4, Arkansas's 5,
okay.
North Carolina's 6, Georgia's 7, Florida State 8, Wake Forest 9, Mississippi State 10. So this week you play the 10 team in the KPI, which is the new metric that apparently the college baseball committee is looking at with stuff like this. And next week you play the number 2 team in the KPI on the road. So there's a, we knew the whole time that the end was going to be especially as Kentucky won a bunch of games and A&M went on that streak and got hot. We knew this was going to be this was going to be the most challenging part of the schedule. And you know, look, here we are.
It's not a serious sport. East Carolina's in the top 10.
Okay. And they use metal bats.
And
they don't give out full scholarships to everybody on the team.
Exactly. This is not 11.7
or whatever.
A serious sport.
Although they're thinking of changing that. So that's pretty good. Ryan wants East Carolina's war. that's an individual stat, not a team stat, I believe.
That is
right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, all right.
And look, if you can tell me what war is in English.
Wins above replacement.
What it is. I know what it stands for, but tell me what it is.
It's how good you are.
Okay.
You're a good player.
It's how good you are.
Because these are the wins they wouldn't have if you didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. People got spreadsheets. I don't know what it does.
Yeah, even Hutch. When Hutch is befuddled to tell me what it is.
That's a bad.
That's when I know that this is not something that regular humans are meant to know.
Yeah. Yeah. If the Let's see here. The SEC tournament. If the tournament started this week, which it doesn't, Arkansas would be the two. Because on the tiebreaker with Tennessee, it goes to win-loss versus the one team, and Kentucky went 2-1 against Arkansas. So there
you go. This is not right. Abner's text in. He wants to see the CPI. That's the choke probability index. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm kidding. That's a bridge too far. No. That's a bridge too far. You can't do that. Oh man.
You don't.
Yeah. I mean, they're hot. I mean, what can you say? They're right there in the division race, and you know, Arkansas still leading the West. I don't know how important that is to people, but I don't know. Anyway, the hacker says we need a crypto mine to figure out war.
Yes, I believe that. Nobody seems to be able to explain to me what it means. I just know the higher the number, the better you are.
And now, Abner, I will, for your editing pleasure, impersonate a crypto mine. Here we go. There you go. There's your crypto mine. There you go. Thank you. I perform all week.
Don't do this.
DQ, delete that immediately. I command you. Like I have any power.
It's good and backed up. It could pop up two more times. Mm. All right.
Skeeter is a streaminess.
Yeah.
I don't want to read that.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Skeeter is recovering from an injury sustained last week, and he is minute by minute updating us on where we are being streamed. Right. Now,
in the facility.
Yeah.
Here's a person hoping Abner caught the drop of you saying you have a fat ass. Well, it'll never be aired.
Never. Not once.
No. No. Ryan in Prairie Grove, did you talk about the mothership running Dari and Mel yet? I assume like running them out.
Yeah, apparently this weekend was their last show.
Yeah, I never understood why on the national side. Now, of course, you know, Morning Rush, Halftime, Us, you know, that's quality entertainment on a daily basis.
Huh?
But for a long time, ESPN's best shows have been on Saturday morning. Yep. When you talk about Marty and McGee and Dari and Mel. And I never understood why they couldn't apply that sort of stuff to the regular daytime lineup.
What are they replacing it with?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably another show, Zach, where TV people try and do radio and figure out they can't do it.
Okay.
Because you just can't sit and talk and do a show. Like, there's more to it than that. And they tried that. You know, they've tried so many SportsCenter flavors of the week trying to do radio shows, and they're all terrible. They figured it out with this morning show, finally, what I listen to with this Evan, Canty, and Michelle, because these are actually people that know how to do a radio show. Like Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman worked at ESPN 101 in St. Louis for a long time. So they actually have radio people doing the morning show again, and that's good because, you know, you can't just put SportsCenter in. You can't put TV in. There's no prompter here. TV people can't operate without a prompter.
Most of them don't have a personality.
And they don't have a prompter. There's no prompter in radio. They don't know what to do. Doesn't work. All right. Rant over. Although Brandon Evans has done radio before.
Brandon has. Yeah. Well, that was the thing. He started in radio, transition, and back.
Yeah, it's easier Brandon's now. Fine. You got a prompter.
Right.
You don't have to think. You just read the words on the screen. It's great. I wish we had that.
A prompter?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get you one.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't let me have an x-ray machine in here.
No.
Why would I want a prompter?
No. No. All right, here are back-to-back texts on the McLarty Dino hotline.
Okay.
This is how you know you're doing a good job. Cody says, I like Greeny before Phil. And then Shane says, Greeny sucks.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
Perfect. That's a good show. You're right down the middle. People hate you. Yeah. So there you go. Very good. Yeah, anyway... I don't know. There it is. I've lost my train of thought. It's derailed as we.
Is it time? Is it time to hit the button?
It really is. Okay. Yeah. No. Don't do that. Don't hit that button. They've suffered enough. As far as the I know the poll question is normal baseball issues. I mean, if you want to simplify it, I think that's pretty much what it is. Like this team. Here's the thing. Phil brought this up earlier. They're 49 games into this, Zach. They don't have a left fielder or a DH.
Yes.
That's
a problem.
Sort of a, well, sort of something you kind of need. I mean, a left fielder that can hit anyway. I mean,
the biggest issue to me is you were good Friday night. You're fine. And then it just tailed off. Once Hagen Smith is out of the way,
right,
you've got problems.
Well, what's happened, you know, it's like all these other teams have been planning like this all season long. But Kentucky's the one of the few that could actually pull it off. Teams throughout the year, Zach, have surrendered the first game. We're not beating him, but we can get him in 2 and 3. And that's what Kentucky did. They couldn't get Hagen Smith in game one.
Kentucky was winning. I mean, they were beating Hagen Smith, and then, you know, one inning got away from him and turned the thing upside down. But, man, I mean, if you had – they've got, what, Mississippi State this weekend, then they travel to A&M.
A&M, yep.
You know, we were talking, you know, what should they go the last, you know, 9 games to feel good? I thought 6-3 was probably where you – I mean, that means you got to go 5-1 the rest of the way. And that thing down in A&M is no guarantee. If you go down there and struggle,
they go either 5-4 or 4-5, somewhere in there, I think.
If they struggle against A&M, I'm not feeling great about a trip to Omaha.
Well, again, there is a possibility that A&M is a better team than them. It's possible. I know no one can comprehend that here, because for 3 months, all you hear about are the Diamond Hogs. The Diamond Hogs, the Diamond Hogs, the Diamond Hogs. And we do not understand in our myopic state that there are other teams in the sport, and some of them might be good. But that's what we learned this weekend. We may learn
chances
it again.
Are,
I don't know.
Nobody's actually watched A&M.
No, that's right. Nobody watches any of this stuff. No. That's why it's so shocking when you watch. They only watch the Razorbacks in baseball, particularly in baseball. I think they watch more of the league in the other sports, but only in baseball they watch the Razorbacks. And so when a team beats them, it is a shock to your system, because this is all you know. Is the Razorbacks. Well, they must be the best. I got the 31-2, blah, 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 blah. So it's a shock to people's system, because they have no perspective on the rest of the league at all. And so that's what happens here. But, you know, maybe Kentucky's better than them. We'll see. You know, if they go out in a regional, Arkansas goes to Omaha, I don't think Kentucky's better than them. But they were better than them over the weekend.
That's all that matters.
That's what matters right now. But you know, in the first time they've lost this, now they don't play down there every year, but they haven't lost a series down there since 2011. 13 years since that's happened there. So.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, we said the same thing on Friday about going to Kentucky. Was mm-hmm. You know, that, what was he? I think he was 1-8. The manager for the coach for Kentucky was 1-8 all time against Arkansas or something like that.
Yeah.
And obviously the field conditions are what spurred on the Wildcats.
That it can't be real. I got to hear this. I got to hear if there's sincerity or a tinge of sarcasm.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. Let's see here. House Farm says, just can't let us have one thing, can you? Football sucks. Basketball sucks. We looked for baseball. Now it sucks. Is this how you
baseball
make us long for
suck.
Football
again? You're 40-9.
Hey, you have 40 wins.
You're 40-9.
In first place in the SEC West. I don't believe...
Everything's fine.
I don't believe you quote-unquote suck because you lost you lost 2 out of 3 to Kentucky over the weekend. As I said earlier, you didn't get swept by Auburn.
No.
Right? Or Missouri.
No.
All right? So let's just, But this is what happens. People drop in. And they see losses, and they're like, "Well, what happened here?" You know, it's like going to the restaurant you finally get to visit, and you're like, "This isn't as good as everybody told me it was for 3 months." But they have a couple of things on the pitching side. Mason Molina may be losing his starting job to Gage Wood. We'll see if they do that. Tigard had a bad day, but I think that's just Tigard having a bad day.
I don't like the idea of them shuffling all this around this late in the year. You shouldn't be searching. With 6 to go.
Well, but they're always searching. This is another thing Phil said today. By this time, usually the lineup is set and they can't figure out the pitching.
Yep.
Well, now the lineup is not set and they sort of have the pitching figured out. You know who's going to start the games. Fisher's out for the year.
Yeah.
Got some kind of they're not sure if it's Tommy John or what, but he's got an arm thing. So he's out.
Dave wasn't talking about that one.
Well, he talked about it today.
Did
at the
he? Okay,
Club,
last
yeah.
last time I last thing I heard from him last week was he didn't want to talk about it because he didn't know anything.
Yeah, well, he brought it up today to the fans at the Swatters Club.
Did he say it loud?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, he has to.
I was just
group.
Reading the.
What'd he say?
I know someone that goes to the Swatters Clubs, and he is seriously the youngest person in the room. And he's not young.
If I went to the Swatters Club, would I be the youngest person?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you would.
Like by a decade?
At least.
What do you want me to do to the dog? What's he saying?
Now you've got me picturing the front row of tables. They have those big horns
it's
in their
just
ears.
Waldorf and Stanley. What'd he say?
You know, like from the 17th century, those big horns in their ears.
Hey, by the way, shout out. We got a new bowl game sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice, DQ.
Laid back.
My mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's the Arizona Bowl, which previously was sponsored by Barstool.
Right.
So it's kind of in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, they that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Also today, it's not all bad news. Not that, you know, okay, losing's a bummer.
They're 49.
It's not bad news. Right.
It's like Margot Robbie complaining about having a bad hair day.
That's right.
Slow
You're still
down.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Right. But they got Adu Tierro from Kentucky today on the basketball team. So he's transferring in to give them their fourth transfer to go with three incoming freshmen. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You now have seven.
Again,
you're more than halfway to fielding a team.
That's not I don't think we're worried about basketball. There will be 13 players.
I don't think you should be worried about baseball.
Okay.
I think everything is still on pace.
How many days are we from a national title?
40-something?
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, 50? Yeah. We forgot to mention. Thank you, Chicken Man.
What do we say?
Thank you, Chicken Man.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody had a chicken hat on, apparently, Phil said, at the game over the weekend in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Trying to troll the Kentucky fans. I like that.
Okay.
I don't like Kentucky fans. They made me cry once as a kid, but that's... We don't need to hear that story again.
$2.
I didn't say the story. I alluded to it. That's not a fine.
That's a half a fine.
No, it is not.
Yes. You allude to a story that we've already heard.
I'm filing a complaint. Okay.
File it with Kenny.
Second attorney. I'm filing with you. Will you represent me in this?
I don't know if you want to do that.
It's a bench trial.
He's known as the settler.
Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Woo pig.
Sorry, I got distracted. We're having a conversation, and
what happened was someone's having a baby, and they texted us about it, but they didn't mean to text us about it. And so, that's what's going on here. So, there's a lot going on. A lot going on here behind the scenes on Ruskin and Zach today. So what's going on there? Is it a
boy,
girl?
We're not sure. We did get a text, and I'm just not going to identify the person, but it just says, hey, let someone know that she is going into labor right now. I'm not going to be at work, to which I responded 10-4. And because now I'm in. I mean, somebody's having in. You know, we're having a conversation right now. They're having a baby, and my only advice is if they offer you drugs, the answer is yes. If they don't, ask.
Yeah,
I had to sit through two, but you see some stuff.
You know, that's the last record WKRP played before they went rock.
What's that?
It was the Tabernacle Choir singing "You're Having My Baby." That's the one that Johnny Fever.
Wait a minute.
Broke.
What did they play before that?
I don't know, like elevator music and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can't have Venus Flytrap and Johnny Fever and play elevator music.
Well, they brought in Venus later. This is when they changed the format. They're playing the choir singing "You're Having My Baby," mm-hmm.
right?
No, and Andy comes in and says, "Hey, you can change the format right now." And then Johnny scratches the record, he breaks it, and then he starts playing some rock deal. And the birth and Johnny Fever was born on WKRP in Cincinnati. Is that Hanging Tough?
No.
Oh, God. I don't have that.
Really?
I don't have that one. Falco?
Yeah.
I've never heard the beginning like this.
Really? Oh, yeah. He was also...
Is this a remix?
No. He was also... In case you were wondering, their commissar. Never heard this?
I haven't heard that version.
Yeah. This is it's the extended.
You know, we were bemoaning, and it was on. They did this on the show we were talking about a few weeks ago. Zach and I were bemoaning the fact that the greatest show possibly in the history of music television, at least one of them, just in general music television, not the channel MTV, was Pop-Up Video.
Oh, God.
Video was amazing.
It was amazing.
And they did Amadeus one time on there. I remember watching that.
You know who's in that movie? Was Larry Kroger from Animal House.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Larry Kroger. Oh, that's, what's her name? Is that Diana Ross?
It is Diana Ross.
I'm Coming Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever hear this?
No.
This song slaps.
Well, they did it in Mo Money, Mo Problems.
That's right.
So they remixed it.
Yeah,
or they
so you
sampled
kids would
it.
Know it as something else.
They sampled it. That's what they call that. Sampling is basically legal stealing.
That's
according
correct.
To the court. That's right.
It's 10%.
Right.
Right off
right.
the top.
Yes.
You can only sample like a certain length.
Yeah, it's a few seconds or whatever it is.
And then
yeah,
you just loop
right.
it. And...
Right. Right. Let's see here. We have been sent. What a picture. God. Pittman's the most photogenic coach we've ever had here. It's just so much fun. Bailey sent us a picture of Pittman at the race with Mrs. Pittman on Millionaire's Row there at Churchill. And it says, "Is this the face of a man who just gambled all the NIL money away on a horse?"
Well, we got to go back and tell him the checks ain't cashing again.
I was hoping he was recruiting some millionaires while he was down there on the front row at the Derby. You know, there's a lot of wealthy people down there. You know, Shaws and all kinds of people like that. Like, I mean, you could really clean up here.
Right.
And I don't think the Razorback fans for one second would object to any of that Saudi money coming in to fix the football team. I don't think at all they would. I really don't.
We got some baby texts.
Yes.
Text out of the 479. They couldn't plan the baby delivery around the morning show? wow.
All right, let me get to this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have anything good?
Do I?
I don't know.
Have I ever?
Well, I've been teasing this for a half hour.
All right, we'll do it.
To the end. Here's the text from the 870 on the McClarty Hotline. All right, we can all chime in on this, okay? Because, DQ, you recently graduated.
Well.
What is the appropriate amount, non-family, for graduation high school seniors that sent you an announcement? I'm guessing like a gift. Like what do you, what kind of donation do you make here? What kind of money you send it would depend on,
is this a family member?
It says non-family.
Non-family.
They sent you the announcement.
Okay.
It's a senior.
Uh-huh.
What's the appropriate amount, I guess, of cash to give the senior?
Well, how well do you know the kid? It would determine my level of...
We need more information.
I need more information. Am I going to be a gold member, a silver member, or a platinum member?
You know them well enough. Do you get the hoodie or the hoodie and the koozie? That's what we want to know. In the stages.
I need more information.
I think common, if so, you send these graduation announcements to your like parents' friends, and you know you don't really know them. I think the common is $25. But then if you know them kind of more, but they're still non-family, I'd say $50.
What if you think the kid has no chance?
Well, they're still graduating high school.
Yeah, you know by then.
They need, yeah. I feel like people feel more obligated to give money whenever they graduate high school rather than graduate college right? Even though college is a bigger deal.
I say $100.
House Farm with a great question. Did the kid mow your yard or date your daughter? Great question.
Or combine the two. Never mind.
No.
What? How do we know?
No.
How do we know?
No.
I'd say $20 to $50 would be.
Hacker just gave $100 to his niece and nephew.
I give him $100.
He gives 20 to non-family members.
$20?
Way to go. God, you're cheap.
That's not good.
That's, yeah.
I'd say $100. That's what I would say.
Would you give, well, when Kinsey graduates, what are you getting her? $100?
$20. Kinsey is going to be independently wealthy one day. She doesn't need a lot of our assistance out here.
We're also assuming she's going to graduate.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. Yeah, what's that money for anyway? For college?
No.
No, why do we give grads?
No, you don't.
Why do we give grads money?
It's not for college because college is too much. You can't pay for college for any amount of money that you would be getting from like graduation announcements.
Gilligan has texted in.
Yes, Gilligan.
Clardy Daniel Hotline. DQ, what is the going rate for a prison GED?
$25.
All right. Jamie says, mark yourself down for a towel. A little of Bill Murray and Scrooge when he was giving out either VCRs or towels for Christmas that one year.
Texas says, the world's gone soft. What's more annoying, the guy asking for a 30% tip or someone, I don't know, asking for graduation money? Bums.
Bums.
Bum's a good word.
Can we go back to hobos? That was a fun word.
Bum comes, it just flows. It flows.
Yeah, bum, yeah, bum. I see
you're
that,
a bum.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a joke in the Unfrosted movie. Gaffigan's character references hobos, and Jerry's like, I think they prefer to be called bums now.
Os Fawcett apparently had Mow Your Daughter on his bingo card.
Oh, good. We only printed like 5 of those, so that's pretty good. That's not bad. I mean, you're not getting any money if you fooled around with some guy's daughter. I mean,
Jamie wants to know if you get to walk in prison.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You out in the yard, they just have a little, you know.
Maybe. Do they have a ceremony?
I would hope so.
But you think that they're not all finishing the GEDs at the same time.
Oh, now this is bold. TL got a grad announcement with a Venmo account.
See?
That's not okay.
I don't like that.
Big time onions.
I don't like that. I think because you have the return address on the envelope, that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like stuff like that, it's just not...
What's the
major onions?
Kind of yes. Classless.
What's the graduation after party in prison like? I bet it's lit.
Oh, it's lit. All right, yeah. Yeah. Chris in Fort Smith also liked the Unfrosted movie with about the Pop-Tarts. Yeah, it's getting panned, but it's fine. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's not the best. It's mid, DQ. That's what it is. It's mid. You'll have a few laughs. There's some clever stuff in there.
Ah, great question here coming in on the, this one's coming in as a, Jordan has messaged us.
Oh boy, Jordan.
Are we supposed to tip dog groomers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like you tip your barber. Yeah.
You tipped your salon.
Yep. What's the standard on that?
20.
Because they have to pay, you'd probably think if they don't own the place, they probably have to, you know, pay the monthly chair fee, basically.
For your dog?
20%.
Like, for not your dog, but for the dog groomer.
20%.
20% for your dog groomer.
Never tip anybody less than 20% at anything. That's just gross. You're leaving an 8% tip on something? What's wrong with you?
For a dog groomer, yes.
Okay.
What, you disagree? You should tip people less than 20%?
No, I'm just I'm looking at you thinking 20% everywhere you go?
That's what I do. What are you talking about? You double the first number, and you get a round number, and you go. There it is. If it's not 20, it's like 19.25 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I go more sometimes.
Quentin says it's bad business if they didn't figure it into the price.
Well, just complain about the dog grooming being too expensive.
No. That's not right.
I don't have these problems.
Quentin, what you're doing is you are throwing the entire structure of tipping into the up for grabs because then we should never tip anybody for anything. If that's the case.
Steve from Cave Springs has thought this through. For a prison GED, it's 3 to 5 cigarette cartons.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Okay. Cartons. Well, cartons. Packs. Okay.
Ryan would like to hear the fart story, DQ.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My dad is at work for the majority of this show.
And you told us all he does is shop on the U-Line catalog.
Well, no.
It's not like he has anything going on.
But he listens to the show in his office but so do other people in his office.
Well, he can't do it there. That's embarrassing.
Well, I'm sure that they've
heard this story. This? What about a compromise? What if one random day, when people least expect it, one of us told the fart story as if it occurred to one of us? No one would know the difference.
What if we just had DQ third party it?
I can't tell it as funny as him, so I know, but I don't want to do it any
injustice.
What if
I called in as a character and told the fart story?
I think my dad's going to have to do it.
Okay.
Right. But then he has to get on it. That. Well, he's off at...
Would you pay that fine already? Maybe that'll grease the wheel
a little. It's my mom. She doesn't like this story.
It's not that embarrassing
it's
really of a story.
It's not embarrassing. It's not bad. It's... My mom doesn't like us joking about that. She thinks we're gross.
Your mom is texting. My boss listens. This is a no-go.
Oh, your mom doesn't like the toilet humor
She's not a big toilet humor lady.
What's funnier than the toilet? I mean, it's hilarious.
When's the next meeting? When's like the next staff meeting?
I don't know. She thinks that she raised gross daughters whenever me and Kenna find that stuff funny.
Every mom does. My mom thinks
that. Children are gross.
Yes, that's right.
Adults are gross.
Yeah. All right. The drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Well, people are fired up about this tip thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some people want the tip included. I don't know. I mean, we tried this with the Uber and everybody complained that you couldn't tip the Uber people. And then they put tipping on there. So it's fine. If you don't want, you know what? Then groom your own damn dog then if you don't want to tip.
Well,
all right. But that's fine.
His grooming bill was $140.
Okay.
So what's the proper tip? Are you making an even 200?
Let's see.
That's not 20.
I would go 170 with the tip.
Okay.
$30.
All right.
$30 tip.
$170 to get your dog groomed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it smell nice at least?
For a couple of hours?
Put a bow in her hair? What
if
do you
you're
do
paying, If you're paying $140 to get your dog groomed, you can afford to spend... $170.
An excellent point, DQ. These are the same people.
That's my opinion.
These are the same people who can pay to have their trash cans cleaned outside every
and
year.
And have your mobile car detailed.
All right. Nice.
We're getting some texts about tipping on to-go orders. We had this poll question last week. If you have to stand up to order, there's no tipping required.
It's not required, but
I think that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Yes. I like to do it because, I don't know what they're going to do to the food.
Have it. They've already done it. They've already cooked the food.
No. But if you pay on the front end, sometimes there's a tip option on there.
Do you think that $212 that you tipped is going to keep them from spitting in your food?
No. If they've had a bad day, no.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.